Okay, speaking of outside the box, this is a wild trade discussion, and it centers around Paul Skeens, okay? The Pirates are terrible. Everybody knows that they're cheap, and this is what they do. They cultivate great players who end up blossoming on other teams. Bleacher Report ran an article detailing seven teams that have the farm systems rich enough to make a real run at Paul Skeens, who I will remind you guys is under team control for 5 years. Mm. The Yankees and Mets were mentioned because they're big names, but they were honorable mentions because they don't have a farm system capable of giving what Pittsburgh would need.
Okay.
The teams they mentioned are the Dodgers, Padres, Phillies, Cubs, Red Sox, Orioles, and Tigers. And they put together a trade proposal.
Well, it's nice to be mentioned in that group and know that your franchise is in that condition.
You're a mover and a shaker. You're winning and you have five top 100 prospects. You are in every discussion for every big name player moving forward. That's
right.
Exciting.
So if you can't outbid monetarily the Mets or the Yankees,
right? This is
you can
way.
Outbid that. This is how you attain a star.
Because it's not about paying him salary. It's about what it would take to wrestle him away from Pittsburgh, who shouldn't want to trade him, but they're going nowhere and he would be attractive. Anyway, here's with a proposal for the Tigers. They'd give up their number one prospect, Max Clark. They would give up their number two prospect, Kevin McGonigal. They'd give up their number five prospect, Thyron Aranzo. That's three guys in the top 100 for Paul Skeens.
Done. And, I mean, okay, just imagine what this team could do this year and next with and here's why I think the Tigers could and should do this if this was reality.
Mm-hmm.
You've got enough young players that are producing at the major league level. You've been able to build up a war chest of valued prospects that you can replenish over the next few drafts and through trades and everything like that. But if you have Tarek Skubal as your ace, Paul Skeens as your number two, Jack Flaherty, Casey Mize, and going into the postseason with those four, and I didn't even mention Reese Olson. I feel like I'm leaving him out because I already threw him under the bus because we had to go witness a great performance when we were going to the ballpark.
Yeah,
I thought I was
going
to see Jackson
time.
Jobe, and then we go see a gem pitched by Reese Olson.
Why do you hate Reese Olson, John?
I don't hate Reese Olson. I love Reese Olson. But then you go into the postseason where you go from a five-man rotation to a four-man rotation, and that's your four, and then you have Reese Olson at your disposal to use however you want, either as a starter or as a you know, let's just say Jack Flaherty gives you four great innings, but we all know that in the fifth or the sixth is when he loses his A stuff, then you bring in Reese Olson. We haven't even seen Cobb yet.
I don't know if we will.
Who knows if we do or not?
But so what you're laying out here is in a seven-game series where you only need to win four games, you could line it up where Skubal and Skeens throw four of the seven games.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have as dangerous a pitching staff as...
as you've seen in some time.
Yeah, I mean, maybe as good as some of the...
Verlander, Scherzer
staffs. Now, that team didn't win a World Series, and that would be the pushback, is this team has already very good pitching. Is the best use of quality young hitting prospects to trade them for an arm? We can get into it in the next hour. But your initial reaction to giving up three top 100 prospects for Paul Skeens, would you do it? Is this the best deal to make? It's 97.1.